steroid testing by law enforcement agencies is limited, and a random testing program used by Phoenix police was eliminated in 2015. As far as much of the public's concerned, steroids and other so-called performance-enhancing drugs are associated with bodybuilders and athletes. But University of Texas at Austin professor John Hoberman says it's a significant issue among police. Hoberman's extensive research is evident in his book, Dopers in Uniform, The Hidden World of Police on Steroids, and he's with me to talk about it. John, based on the work you've done on this topic for a lot of years, how big a problem is the use of steroids among police officers?
It cannot be quantified because the police establishment does not carry out anything like effective steroid testing and would not publicize the data if they had it. And so that any member of the public who wants to get a handle on this, in my case, I did 10 years of research. I know that it is widespread. I found published reports in 36 states, all of the metropolitan areas in the United States. There are undoubtedly thousands, probably tens of thousands, of police officers on anabolic steroids. I think of an estimate by a police psychologist years ago, earlier in the steroid epidemic, who said that every 20th a man who came through his door as a police officer for treatment was on steroids, and that would translate today into about 25,000 people. I'm convinced it is more than that. It has never become a national story because of the way the police are reported on. I have talked to people like scholars, journalists, who should have known about this, who are supposedly specialists on the police. They didn't know. They were simply unaware that there are police officers who take anabolic steroids.
Forgive the loaded question. Why is that a problem?
It's a problem for two reasons. First of all, there are many, many years of research that demonstrate that people who are not testosterone deficient and who take testosterone or the other anabolic steroids, testosterone being the basic anabolic steroid, are subject to developing feelings of aggression and irritability. There is an unknown sort of ticking time bomb among aggressive police officers who are abusing these drugs. By the way, the police killings, especially of unarmed black men, that have been occurring at regular intervals over the past several years are never, ever associated with steroid abuse. I find that very striking that it has become a journalistic convention not to even raise this issue. You can talk about baseball players, you can talk about track and field athletes, but you do not associate police officers with anabolic steroid abuse, even if we see, as lay people, on video, bizarre and unexplainable violent behaviors on the part of police officers whose drug habits are not investigated. So the first reason of concern are the psychological emotional effects on what I'm calling thousands and thousands of police officers. The second point is that, according to the Anabolic Steroids Control Act passed by Congress and renewed several times, the possession of an anabolic steroid without a valid prescription is a felony for which you can go to prison for 5 years. In 10 years of research, I found exactly one officer having been indicted for felony steroid possession. In other words, the convention in the police culture is that the steroid-using officer is going to benefit from the silence of his comrades, the so-called code of silence or the blue wall of silence, as it's known, is enormously powerful within the police culture. That's at the street level. These guys are not going to report each other. At the top level, among the commanders, there has clearly been a de facto decision simply not to monitor or attempt to reduce steroid consumption by police officers.
So based on what you said, there would be no hope for a zero tolerance kind of policy, and maybe even if that policy were implemented, it wouldn't actually be implemented? I mean, no one would actually enforce it?
I cannot think of a police commander in America who is going to go out on a limb and say there should be zero tolerance for anabolic steroids. One of the reasons that he or she would not do that is because of the power of the police unions. Police executives must always think about how powerful their police union is before they're going to try to impose discipline on regular officers.
Where are officers getting the steroids from?
There are two main sources. There is the black market, which, as is well known, has been operating for many years in gyms, especially the harder core gyms where bodybuilders train. The other source of steroids for officers are doctors with licenses. It is legal for an MD with a valid prescription pad to write prescriptions for anabolic steroids, for human growth hormone, to officers according to their own judgment. Some of these people are crooked. Some of them are among those doctors who, for a fee, of course, are willing to look at a testosterone profile and say, that boy, you looks to me like you have a testosterone deficiency, and so I am legally entitled to give you this prescription for testosterone or whatever.
John Hoberman is author of the book Dopers in Uniform, The Hidden World of Police on Steroids.